The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Are there any kids? Oh, Abigail, do you want to come up? Good morning, Abby. How are you? So there are a lot of people in here wearing a certain color. What color do you think that is? It's up here, too. It's all up here. What color is that? That color right there. What color? Say it really loud.
Red.
Louder.
Red.
Really loud. I'm giving you permission. Say it loud.
Red.
The color red. Yes. So today is Pentecost, and we celebrate today with the color red, because for us it sort of represents fire, like this intense sort of feeling that we get from God, because Jesus makes us a promise, and that promise is that we will never be alone.
And so,
you are the only one sitting right here, but are you alone in the building? Are you alone in here right now? I mean, because I hear laughter, and I'm sure I see people, and I'm concerned if there aren't. But you see, you're not alone here, though. You have all of these people in here with you, and Jesus promises that when you live your life, even if you're in a room alone, that you're not going to be left alone. That when you're scared or you're worried about something, you're not alone. That you have the Holy Spirit. And we use this color red to remember the Holy Spirit. That there's always this presence of God with us. Seem pretty cool? Yeah.
Go in peace.
Wow, she had me concerned there for a minute. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Fear. What do you fear? Now, I might shock you here, but Pastor Mike, the former firefighter, is literally afraid of heights. I've worked it in my brain that's sort of this control thing, so as long as I can control the situation, I'm less afraid of heights. But this showed itself in a really interesting way at a Senate assembly about 2 years ago. As we planned to walk across the bridge from Kentucky into Cincinnati to go to a baseball game. Pastor Will, my son Matthew, and I are walking around this corner. We turn this corner, we start walking up, and we get to what is a bridge. And you know, it's not a fun, enclosed, sort of covered bridge where you can't see that you're actually, you know, moments from plunging into the water. No. It's made of metal and sort of open framed and sits open to the world, and people are crossing back and forth over it like it's no big deal. Not for me. And so I had never revealed this fear to my son before, and Will had no clue too, but as I walked to the edge of the bridge, my body literally stopped. And there was nothing I could do about it. I stopped and I had to think for a minute, are you sure this game is worth it?
Probably wasn't.
It wasn't, it was the Reds. But it was a baseball game and I was going to hang out at a game with my son. And Will was there and there was no way that, you know, with all these people around that this was going to happen. And so what began to happen was that this large 6'4" individual began to grab onto these metal sort of cords that stretch across the bridge, which in my mind is the only thing keeping me out of the water. And I am walking hand over hand, side foot to foot, walking across this rather expansive bridge. And Matthew will not stop laughing. And Will is just shaking his head. And the problem with this is that cord was on the bicycle portion of the bridge. And so here's me on the inner bicycle portion, where people are supposed to be walking on the outside. That wasn't happening. As I was going across the bridge, and bikes were coming up and honking and going, move over to the walk side, and I go, you can hit me, but you're going over the side, I'm not. And I'm walking across this bridge. And I get across, and I take a deep breath, and Matthew goes, well, that was an experience. And I go, yeah, yes it was. But it was interesting that as I started crossing this bridge, a chapel service from high school came to mind. When this pastor came and visited many, oh, all of you know I went to a Lutheran high school, grew up Missouri Synod, and pastors would come in and do our Wednesday chapel services. And this African-American Lutheran pastor came in to do this chapel service one Wednesday and sang this song. And the only thing that I can remember from the song in that chapel service is the pastor singing, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. And it just resonated over and over and over in my head, hand over hand, side by, because both of my feet were not coming off the ground at the same time. And so hand over hand, side by side, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, going on in my head as I'm crossing over this bridge. Jesus is with his disciples. And we've sort of been in this theme now for a while where he is trying to reassure them that they're not going to be left alone at what they're about to go through. That he knows that they are going to face some serious fears in their life. And so in that fear, he makes this promise that an advocate will be given to you, another one. And closes these verses out with the word peace. Twice, to remind them, to sort of hammer it in. My peace I give to you. Because in his core, he knows that they are going to face fears. They are going to face some of the hardest of life can throw at them. And my beloved disciples, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Jesus doesn't want them to be stuck in this fear that would have kept my feet on this side and not allowed me to move that budge, not even an inch onto the steel where you could look right down into the water. And Paul, as he's writing to the Roman church, knows that the same thing can happen to them. And so reminds them, God hasn't given you a spirit that will leave you a slave to fear. Because the fact is, we're all going to be afraid. We're all going to have fears in our life. They are not going to just disappear. I wish crossing that bridge would have been a lot easier. But we're all going to face fears in our life in so many different ways. And Paul is clear that God hasn't given us a spirit to be slave to those fears anymore. That we have the ability to conquer our fears. And that the Holy Spirit connects with our spirit and becomes one with us to help us through that. It's even as Lutherans how we come to believe in Christ. Come on, third article of the Creed from Luther. I cannot in my own free will come to believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but it is only through the Holy Spirit that I am able to come and believe. That in the very core of the doctrine of our faith, we believe that God, through Christ, gives us the Holy Spirit to connect with our spirit, to combat fear, and to even come to faith. So what do you fear? What's your fear? Don't shout it out. You know what it is. What do you fear? What holds you back from being your fullest? What holds you back from being all that Christ wants you to be? Those things can even change in our life as we get older. But more importantly, what holds us back from living into our full potential of being Christ's church? I mean, living and being active in this world, in our community, and showing to the world that we are Christ's church, loving and accepting of all. Of all. Because Christ dies for all. So what's our fear? What are those fears that hold us back from being Christ's church fully? Brothers and sisters in Christ, just as I was able to get to the other side of that bridge, I truly believe that the Holy Spirit has inspired each and every one of us to conquer those fears in our life. And that truly, Christ has given us the Holy Spirit to be the full potential of that church in the world, in our community. Because we are no longer slave to this fear. But the Holy Spirit has become one with us. The Holy Spirit has become one with our church. And we are being called to live fully in our faith, proclaiming Jesus Christ crucified and risen for all. For all. Let us live fully in this advocate that Christ gives to each and every one of us. Amen.